Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Happy New Year, happy 2019. You are the creator of your reality, so I hope you create something magical in 2019. Because if you could see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands, and you can create it with your hands. So I'm trusting that 2019 will be a wonderful year for you if you want it to be. If you want to sit home and be like, then that's what it's going to be. If you want to get up, shout out, and make something magical, it's up to you to do it. So I encourage you to make 2019 an amazing year. I know you're all like, oh my God, he's so perky on Sunday night. Well, because it's really not Sunday night. I think it's Thursday, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning. And I've got a great show for you tonight because she's back in the studio with a new CD called Champagne and Grits. Kim Yarbrough is here, and I'm excited to have her in a moment. Oh, pull up the mic. Hello.
Hello, Max. I'm so glad to be here.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's been a while.
It's been a long while. Yeah. Long enough for you to be in Spider-Man, have your voice in Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, new CD.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So many things to talk about. So we'll get to that in a minute because we're going to play some songs here tonight from the new Champagne and Grits. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How was your 2018?
It was actually not bad. There were ups and downs, but the good far outweighed the bad, or the not so good, and I'm looking forward to creating.
Creating is my word for this year.
Is it?
Because we are the creators of our reality.
We are.
But you know, I love that you said ups and downs, because when people don't realize is that if you go into the hospital and you see those heart monitors and it's a flat line, there are no ups and downs. It's over.
It's done.
So ups and downs are fun. Because they let you know you're alive.
And they create who you are.
Right? So 2019, we're here. Join me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Join me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. What's your 2019? You know, I don't like saying resolution because it just seems like it's just so for like that. Mm-mm. What is it?
I don't do resolutions.
No, neither do I.
I don't believe in them.
Thank you.
I can be a better person each day.
Each day.
Why
each
wait?
Each moment.
Yeah. Why wait until like the and it just sets you up for failure. My word for the year is transformation.
Beautiful.
Transformation. I'm going to transform every part of my life. Every part of my life I can get my hands on. Mm-hmm. So everything new.
Everything new.
Everything new. New friends, new situation, new body, new health, new words, new things.
Just new, right?
New. And
the butterfly.
And not that I'm not keeping the old,
right,
but only what serves me of the old.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote a post the other day like, you know, get rid of what no longer serves you.
Yeah.
You know, and we say that like, you know, always when it comes down to the New Year's, it's like, oh, I'm going to get rid of things that no longer serve me and I'm going to get a new body, new year, new me. But I'm like, no, every day is a new day, new you, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what did you do New Year's Eve?
Well, I went to a friend's house, a friend of a friend, actually. Mm-hmm. This couple that I really love and enjoy, musical couple, very artistic couple, had a little dinner party, maybe about 25 people, and we just ate some good food, and we sang some good music with some good musicians. They were just sitting around with their guitars and harmonicas. People actually brought instruments.
I love it.
Because when you're a musician, you know you're going to get together and you're going to play.
Exactly.
So we just, you know, I sat down on a djembe and just, we just did a show. It was so much fun.
That's how you do it.
What did you do for New Year's?
You know, I flew and I was in Colorado for Christmas. I have a home in Boulder and it was like beautiful. And I was I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. And it like dusted. You know, it was pretty. It was like just a beautiful, like magical dusting.
Yeah.
Right. But I was like, no, I want like a white, like let it snow.
Dump snow.
And it snowed the day we were leaving. So I had to like super get up like super early. You know, you and I just talked in the other end of the web here. I am nobody's morning person.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I got to catch a flight and it's snowing. I'm like, mm-mm. And there was, it was like negative four outside.
Great.
And I was like all nice in bed, toasty warm. And I was like, oh, I got to go to the airport. I got to go to L.A. And then I get a little like Delta alert. Your flight is delayed. Would you like another one? And I'm like, for like 3 days from now. But the reality is I had to be here. Because I had New Year's plans.
Yeah.
But I let the moment unfold naturally. I don't really like to make plans. And, you know, so when I got here, it was delayed and it was late. And then I called my favorite little restaurant, Panini Kebab in Beverly Hills. I'm like, you still open? And I was like, I'm starving. So I went over there. And then by the time we got home, it was like 7 o'clock. And I was like, I'm not going out tonight. And I was like, all right, let's stay home. So I called my auntie Ro. I said, Ro, what'd you do? She said, cooking some, what was she cooking? Black eyed peas or something else. Something for good luck. I said, all right, we'll just come over and bring the dog. She goes, I could bring Langston. I said, bring the dog. It's nice to have a dog in the house, especially because it gets to leave too. It's not your own. So basically, I was there with Keith, with Rolanda and myself, and we lit the fire. And we just had, I went to Trader Joe's.
You're talking about Ro Watts?
Yeah.
I love Ro. That's my Auntie Ro.
That's Auntie Ro.
That's who you're talking about. Yep. Auntie Ro.
Auntie Ro.
Auntie Ro, please. Happy New Year, girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, Ro was doing super.
You know, I know she is.
Like, really, there are so many things we're talking about, and what she's doing this year is amazing.
I know.
So, and then she bought us some lovely gifts from, Maya Angelou had a jewelry collection.
No, I didn't
know
that.
Yes, with her, like, you know, just some really positive affirmations, like engraved on bracelets, cuffs.
Really?
So Ro brought some. I was like, oh, yes. She said, do you want one or two? I was like, two. Who asks a question if you want one or two?
That's amazing.
We had, like, a really fabulous New Year's. And then I was like, oh, it's going to be crazy. Let's call you an Uber and get you home. You know, like, we'll call an Uber at, like, 11:45.
Yeah.
Because 12:15, who knows what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I hit Uber and it was like 2 minutes away. And I was like, what? And the Uber driver got there. I was like, he's like, it is so slow tonight. The streets are empty.
You know what? Usually I have to spend the night in a hotel, mm-hmm. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And 4th of July.
You see?
Because I mean, I live in an okay neighborhood, but I don't like the fact that people do fireworks. And it sounds
scary.
Like they're right by the door. And then some people like to shoot guns into the air.
It's tradition for some.
Yeah, it's tradition. My dad used to do
but
it.
But what goes up comes down.
Exactly. So I usually stay in a hotel or at a friend's house because I don't like the fireworks and the gunshots. And this year I came home from the party around 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the streets were completely quiet. I was dumbfounded. I'm like, what's going on? I like it.
Me too.
But I can actually sleep in my home on New Year's. Like, well, the day before was actually New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But still.
It's nice.
Yeah.
You know, I think it brought in a rhythm of what my New Year's. I just wanted to. I was like, this year, I just want to be like a chill, calm, quiet New Year.
A lot of people want that.
And it's like, and the universe stepped up and was like, LA wants that too. Because it was so quiet.
Wow.
And then so I sent Auntie Ro home. I go back upstairs. And all of a sudden, I'm like sitting on the sofa in here. Wah, 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 wah. I'm like, what is that?
What in the world?
And I'm looking around and it's like getting louder. And Ro forgot her phone.
Aww.
So I was like, oh, but I remember that I called the Uber. So now I'm texting the Uber driver. Your passenger forgot her phone. Can you swing around? And I'm already seeing where they are. And they were like down the hill. But, you
of
know,
course.
Like I'm in the hills. So like to come all like all those windy roads. I'm like, oh, he's probably like, oh, I have to go all the way back up there. So she came, I gave her the phone. Anyway, it was funny. It was fun. I was like, I promise, like, Happy New Year's. Like, no, there's, like, no cars, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And then my friend, she was going out to Crustaceans just reopened.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I like that place.
And we were supposed to go there, and it, like, looked really fun online and everything else. But I was like, I don't want to, like, just be with all these people that I don't know, and I just want to, like, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then I saw, like, their stuff, and it was, like, chill.
Sometimes you just, you don't want to be on.
No.
You don't want to have to pretend in front of people you don't know. They think they have this image of you that you're supposed to be this thing. And if you're not that thing, they're very disappointed.
Right.
And so you end up playing into the on mode.
Yeah.
And you just want to be around people
pause.
Who get you.
Can we just hit pause for a moment?
I mean, not that I'm complaining.
No, it's not a complaint at all.
The little celebrity that I've achieved over the last few years. It's been great. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you just want to be around people that get you. Yeah. Where you don't have your vibration, to try so hard.
Your frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's fabulous too is that, I mean, you get it. I get it. And we go out, like, we have opportunities throughout the year to go to, like, events and parties and dress up.
Oh, my God.
There's so many.
There are.
So it's like when it comes to, like, the obligation nights of New Year's, and I'm like, no, that's not for me.
Speaking of which, if you can get me into the Golden Globe Sunday, I'd be most grateful.
Is it this Sunday?
It's this Sunday. It's the 6th. My film.
Oh, it's today. The Golden Globes are today.
No, they're not today. They're on the 6th.
That's this Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
We're here on Thursday.
Okay.
No, it's, listen, I'm super transparent. Everyone knows. Look, y'all, we're here because I'm leaving Saturday to go back to Florida. So that's why I'm glad that you, I'm grateful that you're able to be here.
Yeah, I'm so grateful too.
Yeah. So they're tonight. So you might even be there.
Tonight. I might. Who knows? The movie that I'm in was nominated.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the movie that you're in. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's animation.
It's animation.
And you have a VO.
I have a VO in the film.
So tell me about it.
Well, I play one of the scientists in the film. I'm sort of like in the middle of the film during a chase scene. When Spider-Man's being chased or chasing, it has something to do with the, I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but it's a chase scene. Let me just leave it at that. And it was so fun. I actually voiced about 3 characters in this movie, but they only kept one. Mm-hmm. And it was great working with Peter Ramsey, the director, and the critics are loving it. I've never seen 100% on Rotten Tomatoes before, got 100%. There's Oscar buzz talk. Yeah. I haven't really seen any concrete confirmation of that yet. But, yeah, it was definitely nominated for Best Film Animation for a Golden Globe.
That's super.
So I'm so excited. I went to the theater to see it all by myself so I could just sit there and just take it in and watch it. The critics are loving it because – and this is a first for me because every film I'm in, the critics hate. Okay. This is the first one where they actually like the film. They're loving the film because they're saying there's nothing like it. And truly, it is really groundbreaking in terms of it's got a little flavor of Japanese anime in the tone of it. And it's just the animation's incredible.
What's the voice you used? Your own, or did you hype it up? I used my own. You did.
Sometimes they like that when you go in.
And just be you.
But mostly, sometimes they like a character. Mm-hmm. But mostly these days, they want you.
Authentic.
They want you, yeah.
Do you remember one of your lines?
Spider-Man!
That's it.
That's one of them.
That's one of them, right? But so how was it like sitting there watching this? You're in a theater by yourself. You know, it's like, look what God has done. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's the screen. You hear these, like, super sound, and then your voice comes on. What were you thinking at that moment?
I was thinking, where is my voice? Which one? Because I didn't know where I was in the movie.
Okay.
I didn't know how many characters they used.
Right.
I just knew
you were in it.
That I was in it. So I'm scanning orally. I'm scanning orally, trying to figure out, where am I? Oh, there's my voice right there. So that's what I was thinking. Okay. Sorry.
No, that's real. But it's fun. You know, it's fun to like, it's fun. I have a bunch of friends in the industry, and it's fun to actually like be in the theater with them, and they're like, oh, there I am. That's me.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes. What's not fun is going with a friend to a movie that you're in. And after the movie, they're going around telling the strangers in the movie, she's in the movie. She's in the movie. And they get this deer in the headlights look like, I don't really care. Why are you telling me this?
It's an animation.
That's not fun.
No.
That's not fun. That's why I went by myself.
That's fun. Listen, I was very like against like doing things by myself, like going to eat by myself and doing this. And then I was like, it's nice sometimes.
It's glorious.
You
can disappear even though there are 10,000 people around you.
Right. You can disappear.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
For what it's worth. Thank you for that.
For what it's worth. But I want to talk about Champagne and Grits and For What It's Worth, because we'll set it up. We'll play it here right now. So tell us about the song, For What It's Worth. And before you tell us about the song, let's back up and talk about Champagne and Grits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful combination.
Thank you. Champagne and Grits is a moniker that one of my acting coaches gave me.
Okay.
And it was so me. When he gave it to me, we were sitting there in the room for an evaluation after my acting class, and I actually started to tear up. I was like, how did you know? How did you know this is so totally me? The champagne side, you know, everything about the good life I love. Mm-hmm. And but I'm real.
Yeah.
I'm real. There's the southern side of me, there's the down home side of me, there's the hospitality side of me, there's the loving side of me.
And the luxurious side.
And the luxurious side. Absolutely.
The champagne.
And this is the first CD I've published in a long time that is actually really, it's something I really loved doing.
Why
really
now for this CD?
Because I've done so much other stuff that was that belonged to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is my spiritual totem, this CD.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that I love.
For What It's Worth.
Thank you.
And how did you get For What It's Worth?
For What It's Worth is actually a remake. Mm. Buffalo Springfield, mm-hmm. back in the 60s, really popular song. It just demanded a remake, and I put my own neo-soul twist on it, and it's so relevant. Mm-hmm. Just listen to the lyrics.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, let's do it.
For What It's Worth.
Let's do it.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I have to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Mm. Hey. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right. If everybody's wrong. Young people killing their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Stop, hey, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody, what's going down? Yeah. What's going down? Paranoia strikes deep into your life. It will creep. It starts when you're on. You better stop, listen, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Going down. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, listen, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What's going down? You better wake up. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Everybody. to stop.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to From What It's Worth. For what it's worth here on LA Talk Radio. Happy New Year, y'all. That was Kim Yarbrough. She's in the studio with me now, and we're just hanging out and chilling, having a good time.
Max and Friends.
This is my going into my 11th year now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
11
you've been
years.
Doing it for a long time.
You know, and I've seen hoes come and go. Because it is. You have to dedicate yourself to it. And, you know, to anything you do, if it's your passion, it will see you through.
Yeah.
And that's why 11 years later, we're still here. So I'm grateful you're my first guest for the new year.
I am honored to be your first guest of the new year.
It's kind
of
trippy. Like, sometimes I'm here at 8 o'clock at night and it's like dark and it's a whole different vibe. But during the day, it's beautiful to see the mountains and the cypress trees. And you're all like, where are you? In L.A.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful view
I'm
here.
I'm very familiar with this view.
Yeah. You were here a long time.
Yeah, I was here co-hosting a couple of radio shows.
It's fun.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. But you know what? You got like, you're fun too. You know, so like it comes through the mic and people want to listen.
Thank you.
You know, so let's talk about, there's a lot going on in your career.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So I'm reading here. We'll play more of the CD later, but let's talk about the CD real quick. Where is it? Where can we get it?
You can get the CD on my website at www.kimyarbrough.com.
Easy enough.
Yeah. That's the only place it's available.
And we can like download it there and everything else.
Yes,
right?
You can. You can download the full CD or you can download
I'm gonna
singles.
Do that. When we're playing the next song, Family Tree, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go on and download it so I can listen to it in the car.
Yes. Thank you for that.
I have a CD here which is wonderful. And I will play this at home. But the car that I'm driving now doesn't have a CD player. All Bluetooth.
Yeah. Mostly people just download the CD and just
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to do it right in the break. But so what's next?
What is next? This week I am doing the recording. I'm doing a recording session for a new show that I'm doing on Netflix. Another animation. Animation seems to be the thing right now. It's called Kid Cosmic.
Okay.
And it's going to be on Netflix and I think that's all I can say right now, but
that's fine.
I'm in the process of recording it, so that's going to be fun. It got picked up for 30 episodes.
30?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, oh, my show got picked up for like whatever, but 30. That's
30.
Good.
Yeah.
Paying them bills.
I know.
And create new ones.
I know. I'm so excited.
That's good. And then there's an original show about the life of Etta James.
Yes. That is a show that I wrote, oh gosh, maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started to workshop it and put it up 3 times last year.
Okay.
Once in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And it went very well. Went very well to standing room only audiences.
Beautiful.
And,
tell us about it.
Well, it's basically about her. It's about her life. And it's not leaving any of the gritty out.
Mm.
It's not all shined up and pretty because that's not
it's
who
real.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
She often said in interviews, if I had to live my life over, mm-hmm. I wouldn't take out the roller coasters mm-hmm. because those roller coasters made me, you know, the ups and downs mm-hmm. that we were just talking about, that made me who I am.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of research about her.
What's something you learned about her that you didn't know?
How strong she was. I knew she was strong, but mm-hmm. I didn't know she was superhuman. She was super. That woman went through some stuff she was arrested in every state in the United States. She spent a lot of time at Rikers Island in New York.
Wow.
And Sybil Brand Prison here in LA. Okay. She was in there every 90 days.
What?
She jumped bail in Alaska. Did all kinds of drugs, loved all kinds of people,
mm-hmm.
sang all kinds of songs. Mm-hmm. She had if anybody has ever had a full life,
mm-hmm.
it was her.
James.
It was her.
So I see here there's no Miss Peaches.
That Miss Peaches was her nickname.
Mm-hmm.
That was her nickname.
Yeah.
She started a 3-girl group, much like the start of my career. She started a 3-girl group when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
and they call themselves, they actually call themselves the Creolettes. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Otis, a Greek-American promoter, discovered them mm-hmm. and renamed them the Peaches. And she, of course, there she was the lead singer mm-hmm. and she was the strongest personality in the group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're on the radio for the first time and Johnny Otis is on the radio going, so who should we call this young girl, this young singer, Miss Peaches? And that's how she got her name.
And there you go. Mm-hmm. See the things you learn.
Yeah.
So why Etta James? Did you pick her to create
something?
I didn't
pick her. She
picked
you.
Me. There you go.
She picked me. I was like, no, I don't want to tell this story, but I don't want to tell my own story. I knew I wanted to do a one-woman show, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to do it about my own life mm-hmm. just yet, maybe mm-hmm. later. But that's not the story I wanted to tell. And someone said to me, why don't you do someone from the 20s or the 40s? And I was like, who could I possibly? Well, you could possibly do Etta James. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then as I turned the idea over in my head more and more, mm-hmm. it started to make more and more sense. Mm. Who better to play her than me? I mean, I absolutely love her. So it's a good match, although I knew that her life was turbulent. Mm-hmm. So I know as an actor, when you put yourself into these roles mm-hmm. of people that lived turbulent lives, like mm-hmm. I did the national tour of One Night with Janis Joplin, mm-hmm. and literally it seemed like everyone in the cast wanted to live the character mm-hmm. that they were portraying. And I'm like, guys, I can't go out drinking every night. I can't get on stage the next day. Are you kidding me? I feel like I'm going to die.
Right, right.
So, you know, some people get into that. And sometimes you get into the character without really realizing that the character is absorbing you. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I was afraid of. But the more I thought about the idea, the more I got used to the idea. And now I can't... I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I did
it. That's amazing.
So it's going to go up some more okay. in several different locations this year. I don't know where or when yet, but me and my producers are working on that.
And we can find out on your social media.
On my website and right? on my social media.
So tell us your social media.
It's Kim Yarbrough. That's pretty it. Much everywhere
Facebook,
you go.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
YouTube, LinkedIn.
Yeah. The only thing about Instagram, it's Kim _ Yarbrough, but everything there else is go. Kim Yarbrough.
Simple enough. You know, you were mentioning Janis Joplin. Sophie B. Hawkins did something with that, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing her. Yeah, I gotta find. We had Sophie on here, and I think we even played something from it. So I gotta go into the archives and find that.
Please.
Speaking of archives, you could all find my archives at latalkradio.com/max. There's like 10 and a half years of archives there because May will be here 11 years. So enjoy those. And thanks for tweeting me at Max Tucci. And telling me how much you love the show with Nandiji and the show before that. The Christmas show with Gordana Biernat, one of Oprah's Super Soul 100. The book is hashtag know the truth. For all of you who are asking, hashtag know the truth. All right. So that's the book there. Kim Yarbrough's in the studio with me today. We're going to play Family Tree. Set us up on Family Tree. Tell us about your family tree before we get into the song.
Oops, my family tree... Yeah, you know, there's a lot of musicians in my family tree.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I start? Well, first of all, my mother informed me when I was young that my ancestors were the very first Fisk Jubilee singers to sing before Queen Elizabeth.
Wow.
In the 1800s. So that's a little bit of my history and my legacy. And as you know, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, which is a very rich heritage of music.
Yeah,
and that's where I come from, and that's what I was born into, and a lot of my cousins and my dad mm-hmm. played and toured with B.B. King, so yeah, that's my family tree. That's my
right?
family tree.
And you're a leaf on the branch.
Yeah, right? But the premise of the song is that, yes, you're absolutely a leaf on a branch. You start shaking those leaves, mm-hmm. and you never know what's going to fall. You don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, we are all one.
That's right. There's the tree, there's the leaves, but then there's the roots.
Oh, honey.
Right?
You don't know what's in those roots.
And you never see them.
Exactly.
Until you start discovering them.
Exactly.
I love family tree stuff. So let's play Family Tree here now on your new album, Champagne and Grits. Listen, y'all, go right now, buy the CD, and we'll be right back.
makes you wonder where we all come from. So much flavor and variety, like the notes in a symphony. Stars in the sky may look the same, a rose is still a rose by any other name. Enjoy the feast, lemon or lime. We shine different, but our hearts beat in time. La 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 la.
Shake your family tree. I just bought the album online. I love it. It's so easy. Go to our website, kimyarbaugh.com, and you can get it right there. Click the album cover, then click buy and buy it. $9.99. There you go.
Easy peasy.
Put some money in the bank. His juice shaking that tree. You know, I was wondering, you know, we have this very long history in New York with my family's restaurant and everything and shaking family trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I shook my family tree not too long ago, and there were some people I never knew that I had in my family.
See?
And they lived like real close.
We all do.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I would love to find out that I have like a brother or a sister out there. Maybe I do.
Oh, you're an only child.
I'm not. I have a sister, but I always, you know, it's fun. My mom is an only child, right? My mother's like, I always wish I had a brother or a sister. And I was like, I always wish I had another one. Because when there's two, it's like right and wrong. You know, you need the balance of the third.
Right, exactly.
Who's right, who's wrong? She bit me, he hit me. And then the third is like, I saw the whole thing.
I always wanted a brother. I got two sisters. I always wanted a brother I could have pillow fights with.
See? Yeah. Well, it's fun. But all right, so listen, that's the song Family Tree. Tweet me at Max Tucci and actually hashtag Family Tree because I want to know about your family tree. And I want to know something that you discovered while shaking that tree. I think that's interesting. So if you're all listening tonight and you want to talk about your family tree and you discovered something that you blew your mind,
good.
Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know.
That's really
I have to let you all know, January 12th, I have a note here, Art Explosion and Fashion Reaction 2019 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I am seeing that event with Arts United, so I will tweet it out and you can get tickets there and support the arts. And there's general admission and VIP and all this other stuff. But it's for a great cause, and it's for the arts. You know, it's like, ever since, I'm going to be real with you all, because I had this conversation literally two nights ago about the arts. And they're suffering, the arts, especially in schools, and especially, you know, now that gay marriage and gay adoption is legal, all that money that my people were given to the arts are now going into family and school and kids. So I know it sounds crazy, but the arts are suffering because, you know, a lot of the money that was coming in supporting the arts was a lot of LGBTQ money, which is interesting fact. And now that's all going into families and schools and college and all of that.
Yeah.
So consider the arts and consider donating to the arts like PBS and your local arts. I just love local arts. So keep that in mind, y'all, and just support them and love the arts, please.
Thank you for saying that, because the arts have suffered, especially in schools, for a long time. I am a product of public school art and music education. And I turned out okay.
See?
It's stuff for kids to do. It's something for them to do.
Now, so you're in school, you're in the arts. What were you really focusing on in the arts when you were in school?
I was a violin nerd.
Yeah, I know you play the violin.
Yeah.
You're a violinist. And did that like bring you through school?
Yes.
It did. I was a photography nerd.
Yes.
You know, so I get it. And
yeah.
It just brought you through.
It's a place you can go where nobody else can go but you.
Mm-hmm.
Because not too many African American kids, especially when I was growing up, played the violin.
Mm.
And it's a place that understood me, that I could go when no one else understood me. My violin understood me.
Yeah. I totally relate. For me, it was photography.
Yeah.
You would never find me in the classroom. I would be in the dark room. I was always taking photos. I was always creating photos. And it was just like, where's Max? In the dark room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom got a letter. It was like, Max missed 32 days of the 45 required for blah, 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 blah. But yet I was winning awards. Like Cindy Sherman had like made my portfolio like the gold key for the state of Connecticut. So I was like, what are they going to kick me out? I'm like winning. You know, it wasn't football and it wasn't this and that.
Right.
Which if it were, they would have celebrated me even more.
Exactly.
But because it was photography and it was the arts, they're like, okay, he can stay. I'm like, you know what I'm just doing for like there's high school here? And this was like a little ritzy high school on the hilltop in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, oh, where's your varsity letters? I'm like, please.
We kind of have a similar story. I think I missed like, I was late like 36 times my junior year,
honey.
But I was winning blue ribbons and awards
there
for
you go.
Violin competitions.
You sing?
Yeah. I wasn't singing then.
No.
I wasn't singing. I was playing.
Yeah. I've always wanted to play the cello. I think this year I'm going to start taking lessons.
You should.
But you know, it's interesting late because I was, there was a part in my life when the school would call my mother and be like, Max is late. And my mom's secretary one day just said, Max will be late for the rest of the year. Just don't call anymore, please. He will be late for the rest. And I would stop, like, especially when I had my license.
Yeah.
Like, I would stop at my aunt's house, and she had these big standard poodles, and we would have coffee and walk the poodles in the park. And I remember that, like, growing up, for me, that was more important than being in, you know, some kind of boring history class, American history, especially. I remember my history, my American history teacher despised me. I was like, my family comes from Italy and we originate in 1442, my father's side. I said, I have paintings that are older than this country. And he was like, get out. I said, with pleasure.
What can you teach me?
With pleasure. But you're in the early stages of writing, speaking of creating your own cookbook.
I am.
I love it. Tell us about your cookbook.
Well, it's kind of on that champagne and grits kind of thing.
I love it.
You've got the elegant and you've got the down home chow chow and cornbread, baby.
Good.
So, yeah, there's going to be everything in there based on holiday and celebration. Okay. That's the premise of it.
So from scratch, or are you taking from things?
All of it.
All from scratch.
Sometimes from scratch.
Okay.
Sometimes people call me the doctor.
Okay.
Because I know how to doctor stuff up and make it taste like it came from scratch.
That's fun.
And in the society we live in these days, sometimes you have to do that. You can't always do from scratch.
Okay.
So I show how to do both.
Are you going to have like celebrity recipes to pepper through?
You know what? That now that you mentioned, that's not a bad idea.
Do it. And get one from Ro. She can cook.
I know she can. I haven't tasted her cooking, but I've heard that she can.
Oh, honey. Let me tell you something, Linda. She can cook. But no, always, you know, we're working on my family's cook. Well, Delmonico's is my family's restaurant. It was America's first fine dining restaurant since 1827. We're actually celebrating, I think, 188 years this year.
I was going to go there for the lobster buffet.
You see? Not here in L.A., the original one in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, because there is one, like, not right on Ventura. I drove by one day. I'm like, oh, what? Imposters.
That is not the...
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I'm glad you told
me. No, I'm talking about the one downtown in New York.
Okay, baby.
And so we're doing this book on it, and it's I call it The Elephant Birth because it's taking so long. But, you know, first it was going to be a cookbook. Then it was going to be a story. Then I'm like, can't we just mix the two?
Yeah.
Then I found all these photos of, like, Gypsy Rose Lee and Ava Gabor and all Red Buttons and everyone having dinner. Then I found footage, like actual footage in 1959 of Gypsy Rose Lee and Virginia Graham and everyone going to Delmonico's dining in like their chinchillas and their sables. It was like over the top. So we're like, okay, this is bigger than just, you know, doing something. But it's always fun to get celebrities to contribute to your book, especially recipes.
Yeah.
So I recommend you get some.
Thank you for
and
that.
Pepper it through, and it's good. Trust me.
I'll do that. Thank you so
much. It's a good thing. Charities. Let's talk about charities, because we got to wrap this up in a little bit, and I want to play Born Under a Bad Sign.
Aww.
But what charities are you into this year?
You know what? One in particular that my heart is becoming closer and closer to is KIND.
Mm-hmm.
K-I-N-D,
okay.
Children in Need of Defense. It's not an acronym, but you can go and check them out at supportkind.org. They basically represent pro bono unaccompanied children that have been separated from their parents at the border.
Super important.
And, you know, it ranges from toddlers. Mm. I mean, how can a toddler represent themselves in court?
Listen, you saw that video where they tried to have him. Or that little child.
Yeah, it's just...
It's absurd.
It's amazing.
No, but you know what it's all really about.
Yeah, I do.
So KIND is... We need more kindness.
We do.
We need KIND.
We do.
So how do we find KIND?
Find KIND online. Supportkind.org.
And be kind.
and be kind. But, you know, they either help these kids navigate the complicated immigration system here in the United States or send them safely back to where... To their family and where they can get some care, not back to what they ran away from, because they're refugees from, you know, sex slavery to God knows what war, gangs, you know.
Yeah. Just all the things that we don't want to be a part of.
Exactly.
Right. But yet it's okay if others are. You know what I'm saying?
Not in my backyard.
Not in mine either.
Mm-hmm.
So tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
It can happen.
Right? No. So, KIND, I, you know, thank you for sharing that with us, because it's always nice to find something new to spend, you know, energy with and to learn and understand. It was interesting. My cousin worked on a documentary that he created. You had mentioned sex trafficking in Denver. There's like this huge epidemic.
Yes.
But it's not, it's like affluent children.
Yep.
Who are going to school during the day, who are doing completely fine, great grades. When that school bell rings, there's hotel concierge services. Businessmen are hooking them up to find like, oh, is do you have a 15-year-old girl? Yes, whatever you want.
I've heard about that.
It blew my mind.
Yeah.
It, like, I was watching this. He was with us for the Christmas holiday. He came by. And he was like, no, like, this isn't like, you know, the girls being picked up and put into a van and bag on her head and smuggled somewhere. These are like thriving children who come the afternoon time, become like sex slave trafficking right here, like in our backyards. It's not as bizarre as I know it sounds bizarre.
It does not.
But this shit is real.
It does not. There's so much out there. Everything is for sale.
It's crazy. And not only is everything for sale, it's easily accessible. That's the scary part. You know, wow. So I had to send that link to my niece and, you know, who's playing on Instagram and sending boys her number. And my sister texted me this morning, well, Thursday morning, and said, Lily sent somebody her number and they texted us. You better lock your doors. We know where you live.
Oh, no.
Can you believe this? I said, well, that phone would be in the river.
People are crazy. I try not to interact. It's terrible.
You know, when I was 17, it was beautiful. It really was. Like, cell phone. Like, talk about it. So, I remember my first cell phone had, like, a box and a strap and a cord.
Did you have the big brick?
What did? Yes, I did.
You had the brick.
I had the big brick. And there was no. It was. And you actually notice things, you know, like you noticed life.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, you're noticing everyone else's life pass you by while your life is like, look at that tree. Look what, you know, God has done.
That is like an acting class for me. Just walking around with my phone turned off, just watching all of the people not paying attention on their phones. That is the most hilarious acting class you'll ever go to. It really is.
I have to try that. Well, the other day, where were we? Yesterday, I was at Laurel Canyon, the little country store.
Yeah.
Right, I go there for coffee in the morning sometimes. And people were having conversation. I was like, this is so inspiring. Like, people are just walking up, having coffee. There's no phones. And they're having conversation. How was your New Year's? How was that? Like, I was like, we have to engage in more conversation
this year.
People
are talking.
Yeah. And no, stop texting and start talking more. Yeah. Right? And listen more this year. Well, born under a bad sign.
Speaking of.
Ooh, especially for all you little kids out there now. My prayers are with you all.
Yes,
it does
absolutely get
better, trust me. And it gets better when you turn your phone off. But tell us about Born Under a Bad Sign.
Unlike Family Tree, because Family Tree wasn't original, Born Under a Bad Sign is another cover that I wanted to do on this CD. It's Champagne and Grits because it's a blues cover straight from the streets of Memphis. William Bell, who was, you know, popular around that era and that area, who wrote a lot of stuff for Al Green and the Staple Singers.
Nice.
And his
music.
Actually, I found out William Bell, that was his stage name. His last name was Yarbrough. So I know.
Shake that family tree.
We may be right. So this is a cover of the William Bell tune that a million people have
That's
covered,
beautiful.
Born Under a Bad Sign.
All right. Well, we're going to play that out for the show.
Okay.
But before we let everyone go, you know, I love to leave people with like an inspirational notion.
Yes.
So what is it you want people to take with them into this week?
How you do anything is how you do everything.
All right. Say it again.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
Ain't that the truth? Put that on your plate. Have you been watching Mrs. Maisel?
I have.
Oh, I have. Put that on your plate. I'm looking forward to getting your cookbook and putting that food on my plate. So
okay,
please, you know, manifest that.
I will.
Because cookbooks are a beautiful thing. They really are. Because they bring family together. They bring friends together. And it's like the power of a cookbook is actually more powerful than people think.
Yeah.
You know, and I grew up in this culinary industry. So a cookbook really is. It's an invitation to friends and family.
Okay.
And it's really sharing. Your food is amazing, as
you're
you know.
You're so right. It's a rock star.
It is. It's sharing your. It's a love letter to your friends. It really is. A cookbook is a love letter. because it's saying like, I made this, I created this, and I want you to enjoy it.
Exactly.
So you're really celebrating the other person
too. This is a piece of me.
Please like do it. I encourage you 1,000,000% to do it.
Okay.
All right, good. So I'll look forward to getting a signed
copy. I'm 4 recipes in, so
good.
I'm on my way.
All right, good. And get some celebrity recipes. Then before you know it, you get 10 celebrities, you got 14 recipes.
Okay.
You see?
Yes, I got you.
All right, good. Well, speaking of, I got all of you, and I love you all for tuning into Max and Friends. We're going to play the show out with Born Under a Bad Sign, but before we do that, I love you. Your life is big. Dream big, dream bigger, and dream. Just don't even have a limit on your dream. And don't tell me that the sky's the limit because there's footprints on the moon. So enjoy the journey. You are the creator of your reality this year, 2019. Listen, if you don't want to do anything, don't do anything. If you want to do something, do something. It's up to you. I'm not judging you. I'm loving you. So whatever you want to do, do. I support you. I love you. I encourage you to do it. And I got to grab my breath because now we're going to have to say goodnight and good karma. Take life to the max. But before we go, thank you so much, Kim, for being here on Max and Friends.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun. You'll have to join. Now that I'm like in LA, like, and I see you in person, you've been on the show, but never in person. It's like a whole different dynamic. So, and please support the arts and go to Art Explosion on Facebook. You can find it there. And on that note, I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I celebrate you as I celebrate the new year. And may this year be as special as all of you. And we're all like, we're all special. So it's really just creating the specialness in you into your new year. So I love you for tuning in. Good night and good karma. Right now, Kim Yarbrough, Born Under a Bad Sign. Stay tuned every Sunday to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci.
Let me tell you, bad luck and trouble, my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. To write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. Have no luck at all.